Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Save your tears for another day. Because it's a great day. It's going to be a fabulous day. It's windy and cloudy outside. What could possibly go wrong? Don't worry, it'll all burn off. Good morning. It's the Alice Morning Show, Sarah and Vinny. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. Summer just feels like it's here. This past weekend.
Scorching.
It was scorching yesterday, but the rest of the weekend, it was just like perfection. Like, bottle it up. Sell it on eBay. Just really good days. Was it hot out of the beach, Vin?
It's been really nice. Yeah. Really nice. I mean, I went out for a surf yesterday morning, and it was foggy at first. So there's fog this morning here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really nice. It's been great. Summer's here. I mean, you know.
At least the very first.
Tick, tick, summer. I'm ready for you to be over.
Stop
I'm,
it. I'm oh, my God. It can't go long enough. I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm going to go to Florida next week. And it's going to
Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Are you nervous?
I am a little nervous. Just
why? Don't be.
Well, I'm vaccinated, so I guess I'm not that. I mean, just you know what I'm nervous about? Traveling. I haven't. It's going to be my first time in a plane. I don't even know when I flew before the pandemic. I guess I went and saw my dad for his 80th birthday right before the pandemic. So it's been, you know, at least a year and a half since I've been on a plane. But I'm a little nervous, but I'm nervous more about how hot it is there. It's like,
oh yeah.
it's summer from March on over there.
But
so it'll
your
be
parents
90
have
degrees.
A pool, right?
Yeah, but then, you know, there I am having to put a bathing suit on.
Yeah. What do you mean? You're in Florida. You could buy a pool.
Can I just sit in the shade with my shorts on? You know, it's bad enough I have to put shorts on. Oy.
The only thing I'd be worried about right now if I were flying is not necessarily COVID. I'd be more worried that I'm too close to one of these unruly, you know, airline passengers who's flipping their you know what, and I have to somehow jump in and be involved. I don't want any part of that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. When I asked you if you were going to be nervous, Sarah, was that whole thing that Vinny said.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm not really worried about that.
Mm-hmm. It's just every time there's just a new article about somebody on the plane. That's
it's a lot.
I know.
Yeah, it's
going crazy and having to be subdued by other passengers and like tied with seatbelts to
sucks,
a seat
man.
Somewhere. And
hey, sit your unruly ass down and let us land comfortably without issue. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, this would be a very unpopular thing, but I really feel like drinking on a plane is not a great idea.
Agreed.
It just seems like people sit in the bar at the airport and drink, and then they get on the plane and they continue to drink.
Especially if the flight gets delayed.
Oh, my God. It's just so...
I mean, one drink's fine.
Sure.
It's a good way to pass time.
Look, it's for the people who can handle their liquor. It totally works out, and it can calm you down. But there are just so many people who... It's like they've never been on vacation before.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Or they're going to a business trip that they really don't want to be on because they have to. And then they're like, "I'll drown my sorrows."
They're looking for something to be outraged about.
Right.
I don't know of how it is for
and it's
normal
the in-flight
people
magazine.
When they drink, but I often think that it's sort of a science thing where you've got this figured out. Like you know what, like where you are in your drinking day and what you've put down and what you can handle and when things are going to get go sideways, And it's things, unplanned things like a flight delay that would put someone off of their schedule. And that's how you find yourself going, I didn't mean to have six drinks. It's just that it's taken 3 extra hours for us to get on this plane.
And, so and I'd already
started the party.
Right. Can't stop the party once the party started.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about you. I know I can't.
Yeah, I can stop it. You know, when I fly, generally speaking, I stop drinking anything, water or anything, at least an hour before I get on the plane, and I pee right before I get on the plane or right before they're going to start boarding, because I don't want to use the bathroom and I don't want to get up, and I can't stand that whole thing where you're negotiating past other people to get to this. Oh, yeah. I just don't want to pee on planes.
I do the same thing you do. I make sure I go, and I will sit there and not use it once.
No, I don't. I do not want to get out of my seat one time. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go in the bathroom. I don't want to sit. I don't have cocktails on planes generally. I just... I don't want it. And then when I have a bottle of water, and when I get off the plane, I'll down that and rehydrate.
I imagine that most ladies feel the same way. I know that when I've traveled, the road trip I do with Sandy back and forth to her house and here.
Yes.
She'll go the full 8 hours without peeing in order to not have to go into a bathroom and sit down. And I don't even know how she does it, because I'm on the side of the road going, I got to go. What do you want from me? Sorry, you can hold it for 8 hours. Good on you. I can't. No.
That's actually astounding. So she doesn't. She won't drink any water.
Doesn't drink any water, and she goes the whole trip. Yeah. Mm. Now I think the first thing she does when she gets home is
run
drop
to the bathroom,
a gallon.
Sure. But. Isn't there a nice clean restaurant you can go to somewhere? I don't want to go in a gas station. That's my whole thing. Like gas stations, no one's attending those. Right.
The In-N-Out one's pretty nice.
Yeah, the In-N-Out or McDonald's,
I don't really get into her. She doesn't want to go, I'm good with it.
Yeah. She might run into one of your friends somewhere.
I think that, I think that's probably because you guys have to sit.
Yeah. Oh, it's awful. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I don't have to sit. I'll hover.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
I'm totally down with that. But I would assume, I will say, I used a public restroom just recently, which was the first time in a year or something. It was the first time I'd had to hover, and I went, oh, these are muscles I need to use more often. And as I get, I don't know how old Sandy is, but she's got to be in her 70s, right? So I'm thinking she's like, I don't have that anymore.
The hover. You think she's lost that ability?
Well, luckily, the ass gasket is available, or whatever those protective...
Yeah, that's about right.
Uh-huh. I was like, what is that?
Anyway.
No, that's Vinny's name for the I always call them ass gaskets because that's exactly what it is, right? The paper cover thing. So, but then there you are looking into a toilet and cleaning it with toilet paper and then putting the ass gasket down and then hoping it doesn't slip. And it just sucks being a girl when it comes to peeing.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I don't blame you.
We should probably do some trash.
Do some trash. Yeah. Let's do it.
Talk about toilets for a while.
I know. So. It's fun. It's fun talking about this. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Yes. Odyssey. Make sure you get the Odyssey app. You'll get the Sarah and Vinny show on there, our full podcast, The Secret Show. We're streaming on there live right now. Please join us, won't you?
Oh, what?
You just did, is that you gurgling? Who gurgled?
It wasn't me.
I'm quick to point it out because it's usually me.
Yeah, it was you. That's who.
I was talking.
Whatever.
You can do both at once.
I can't.
I've heard it before.
Listen, when it's me, I own it. It's fine.
Pretty amazing.
Don't.
Sure I do. Unless I don't think it was me. Sometimes it's you and you don't know it's you. Vinny.
Well, that's
so anyway,
what just happened.
No.
Yeah, I don't gurgle.
I can't
that's
gurgle and talk at the same time.
I
that
don't
was
have
definitely
to gurgle.
Bryn.
None of us even gurgle on the show. What are you talking about?
We've been
you're the gurgler.
We were in the studio for 9 years together. Well, I was there with... And the whole time, it was always you. Nobody ever noticed Vinny or me gurgling.
That's because you guys don't do it right into the mic. But this
time
you did. I heard it.
Okay.
I heard it.
All right.
Hey, listen, I heard it.
Nicole, did you hear it?
I didn't hear it, so right. I'm not sure. Okay.
All right.
It was.
Definitely
trash.
Wasn't me. All I know is it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
That's all I know. We have dead people. We have dead people. I like to get the dead people. You know, I was talking to Bryn about this because one of them's a musician, but we're going to do it here because I just don't. I want to get the deaths out of the way. Mm-hmm. And these aren't particularly sad. Both people died of natural causes, I assume, and they, you know, they're older. The Love Boat. We lost another. There we go. We lost another Love Boat cast member. But also, he was on the Mary Tyler Moore. He played Murray on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, which, if you're old like me and Vin, you know. I mean, Murray was a great character. Gavin McLeod died on Saturday. There was no word on the cause of death, but he was 90, so, you know, 90. Then you come aboard.
We're expecting you.
Yeah, we are. Ed Asner, who was his co-star, who is 92, by the way, and still working, he said, "My heart is broken. Gavin was my brother, my partner in crime and food, and my comic conspirator." Oh, they were food fans together. That's nice.
Aww.
He says, "I'll see you in a bit, Gavin. Betty, it's just you and me now." That's gallows humor. Gavin McLeod died on Saturday. If you... 77 to 87, he was on the Love Boat. And in the 70s, he was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Rest in peace, Gavin. That reminds me. He had a daughter like Vicky Steubing. She must be in her 60s by now. She was just a little kid on that show.
Sure.
I can't think of her name. I think her whatever. Oh, we also lost a 70s singer. He won an Oscar for Best Original Song in 1970. His song was featured in the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. BJ Thomas. Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Raindrops are falling on my head. Just like the guy whose feet are too big for him.
You know, a couple... When I read this morning, I went, didn't he already die? But I think I'm thinking of Mac Davis.
Mac Davis.
I mixed these two up because they're both sort of from the 70s. And so BJ Thomas, he also died Saturday. He battled lung cancer. 78 years old. This song... won an Oscar for Best Original Song in 1970. He had a ton of other hits, though. We picked a couple you might know, Vinny. Hooked on a Feeling. You
know? Let's see if I can just...
Yeah, get to the chorus. I can't stop this feeling
deep inside of me. Jump ahead.
Yeah.
Did he cover this?
I think this is his song. I'm not positive.
Hooked on a Feeling. I thought that was somebody else.
See, that's... when I saw Hooked on a Feeling, I was like... Oh, here it is. I'm hooked on a feeling. I don't believe it. So there's the hook, if anybody... but I was... that's why I think I got him confused with Mac Davis. I was like, isn't that a Mac Davis song? Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song? He also did the Growing Pains theme song. I'm not sure I ever watched that show. I don't recognize that song at all.
Oh, you don't know the song?
I know the chorus.
Mm-hmm. Is the Mormon kid the one who's on Girl
Kirk Cameron?
Pins? Yeah, Kirk, mm-hmm. That's the guy. Right? Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I ever watched this one. I mean, I was aware of it.
Is Kirk Cameron the brother of Candace Cameron? Which, yes. She's on Full House,
yes.
I believe.
Yes, you're correct.
Oh, how nice. They're all related. Mm-hmm. Candace Cameron Burr now, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations to all of them. And sorry, BJ Thomas has lost his battle with cancer. So anyway, he's rest. Those are two RIPs. You know, I started looking through other actors who are over 90 and still working. And, you know, Betty White, born in 1922. She'll be 100 next year.
I don't think she works anymore.
She does. She was in a Betty White Christmas in 2020. She did a voice in Toy Story 4 in 2019. I mean,
wow.
She's, I know. And wow. She was in that Hot in Cleveland when she, in her 90s.
Which yeah, but you know how sitcom. Years go. There's definitely,
right.
We had guests over the weekend.
Oh.
They're longtime friends, but when I met, they're Christina's friends when I met them, and their kids were little teeny kids. Little, like yeah. 5. Now they're high school kids.
Oh my God.
So like, you know, there's weird, like, and at the back end, same kind of thing. You're good, and now whoop.
Right. Well, right, it just takes really one ankle twist and to put you out of commission. But yeah, I mean, she's pushing 100 and she's
good,
know,
for her.
I know. It's really how nice to be able to work into your 90s. I actually think that the longer you work, the longer you keep it together.
Betty White plays a toy tiger in Toy Story.
Oh, I don't even remember any toy tigers in Toy Story 4.
It's a toy. It's an old toy that was hidden away for a long time, I guess.
Oh.
And comes out for a second. I don't remember.
And then goes back away. Like, oh, I'm so tired now.
Let me see if I can show you.
I think it's nappy time.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, there it is.
I don't remember that guy. Right there.
It almost looks like a Hello Kitty style thing.
Oh,
yeah,
that.
I don't remember that one at all.
All right.
Anyway, Dick Van Dyke, who was born in 1925. Last thing he was in was in Mary Poppins Returns, still only a couple of years ago. Also in Mary Poppins Returns was Angela Lansbury, who's a 1925er. So these are all in their late 90s. Mel Brooks, he's a voice in, he does a lot of voice work now, Hotel Transylvania 3 and Toy Story 4. Let me see if there's any other people you'd know. Ed Asner, I just mentioned him. In 2020, he did A Modern Family, A Blue Bloods, A Briar Patch TV shows. Bob Newhart is, I guess he's 92. He's been on Young Sheldon, but he would be on The Big Bang Theory from time to time. When my kids were watching that, I would see him. But he's pushing. And there's Clint Eastwood. I guess he'll be 91 this year.
You asked about Vicky Stubbe.
Yeah, Vicky Stubbe.
Her name is Jill Whelan.
Oh, yeah.
And she is 54.
Oh, God, she's exactly my age.
And she was born
in Oakland.
So
she's fine and fabulous. Okay,
oh,
great.
She's
came
a
from
Bay
Oakland,
Area
California.
Gal.
Bay Area. I don't know if she's still around, but she was from
born in Oakland, though.
All right.
Oh, I'm sure Oakland was like, hey, you guys.
It's our claim to fame.
Yeah, it's one of our native daughters.
It's Vicky Stubing.
Vicky Stubing.
Oaktown.
Except why does everybody leave, including our football team?
I know.
Basketball team.
Maybe our baseball team.
Our baseball team's trying to get out of here, and now we've lost Vicky Stubing. Damn it.
Well, maybe she still lives there. We don't know, Vin.
Okay. We'll call
friends
us.
And family.
Let us know.
James Earl Jones is, he's 90 years old. He was in, well, I guess he does a lot of voiceover stuff. He's the CNN guy, but they're saying he was in Coming to America, which is
yeah, he played
last year.
Eddie Murphy's dad.
Mm-hmm.
That's so exciting that these people are all still working in their 90s. It gives you hope. Robert Duvall, he was in a 2021 movie called 12 Mighty Orphans. He's 90 years old. And Bill Shatner.
Are you just getting us ready for the future deaths? Is that what we're doing here?
I don't want to start a death clock or anything, but I'm saying these are people who are in their 90s. It's so funny that Ed Asner and Betty White are having a back and forth about how we're just us now. Tick, tick.
By the way, I've been dying to press play on it, but apparently, so you said B.J. Armstrong is the original recorder of Hooked on a Feeling.
B.J. Hooker. B.J. What's his name?
B.J. Hooker.
Hold on.
B.J. Thomas.
Thomas.
Anyway. Who's
Anyway,
I had you know what? I had a picture of Bill Shatner on my screen, and he's TJ Hooker, and I went BJ Hooker. Never mind, BJ Thomas. Yes, go ahead.
BJ Thomas. Okay, so apparently there's a cover of "Hooked on a Feeling" by a band called Blue Suede. Swede. Maybe that's the one I recognize. I haven't hit play on it yet, but I don't recognize his version of that song at all.
Oh, I recognize his. Yeah,
you did.
But, okay. But I'm older than you, and you know, 70s radio was where it was at, baby.
Mm. Mm. Anyway,
what's
I just wanted
up,
to say that I don't know if that's the one I know, but there were other versions of it out there.
Well, it's a great song. It was he didn't write it or anything. I think Burt Bacharach wrote it. Anyway, what's coming up then?
Well, I've got a bunch of stuff, including a wallet lost many years ago that found its original owner and more after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.